ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 6, Text number 17. It's a quite long verse, means it's not written also. So we'll read translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: devotees always bathe themselves in devotional service in order to be relieved from the various tribulations of material existence. By doing this, the devotees enjoy supreme bliss, and liberation personified comes to serve them. Nonetheless, they do not accept that service, even if it is offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. For the devotees, liberation, mukti, is very unimportant, because having attained the Lord's transcendental loving service, they have attained everything desirable and have transcended all material desires. Purport: devotional service unto the Lord is the highest attainment for anyone desiring liberation from the tribulations of material existence. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 6.22, Yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadigam tata. Gaining this, one thinks there is no greater gain. When one attains the service of the Lord, which is non-different from the Lord, one does not desire anything material. Mukti means relief from material existence. Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, Mukti Mukulitanjali Sevate Asma. For a devotee, mukti is not very great achievement. Mukti means being situated in one's constitutional position. The constitutional position of every living being is that of the Lord's servant. Therefore, when a living entity is engaged in the Lord's service, he has already attained mukti. Consequently, a devotee does not aspire for mukti, even if it is offered by the Supreme Lord Himself. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is taking the opportunity to glorify the devotional service. Because Sukadeva Goswami, he is great devotee of Lord Krishna, and he knows how to extract the essence from all the different pastimes. He is a Paramahansa devotee. He is a completely liberated soul right from the beginning of his life. We can see Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he was there in his mother's womb for almost 16 years, and he was not ready to come out because he was thinking that this mortal world is entangling. And his father, Srila Vyasadev, he glorified the Supreme Lord. And when he heard the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, he understood that devotional service is more higher than just mere liberation. Then he came out. And what was his attitude after that? He did not want to go to his father's home. He just started running, because he was a liberated soul. So in this pastime of Lord Rishabhdev, he has already glorified the wonderful qualities of Lord Rishabhdev. And as it is it has been made very clear that Lord Rishabhdev was not an ordinary person. He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he appeared as if a human being. Whenever Lord takes birth in this material world, he takes birth and incarnates in different forms. And he comes as a human being also. And it is very difficult to understand the activities of the Lord when he comes as a human being. Because from the external point of view, he looks like an ordinary person. So therefore, we need the help of these scriptures to understand who is the Supreme Lord and what are his activities, how to understand. Lord Krishna himself explains in Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti mamuda manushyam tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananta mama bhuta maheshwaram. He explains that Avajananti mamuda manushyam tanum ashritam, that when I descend in this material world as a human being, those are mudas, those are fools, they cannot understand me. So because they try to judge the Supreme Lord from the material point of view, they think that his body is also material, his activities are material. So therefore, at one point Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing this point very strongly, that those are fools and rascals, they can't understand the Supreme Lord. So that time one person asked that, why you are calling them as fools and rascals? So Srila Prabhupada said that, I am not calling them fools and rascals, but Lord Krishna himself is saying in Bhagavad Gita, declaring in Bhagavad Gita, that those who think that Lord comes as a human being, they are fools and rascals. Avajananti mamuda. Those who do not surrender to Krishna also, they are also considered as mudas. Namam duskritano muda. Prapadyante annadeva. Lot of shlokas are there in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So therefore here, the activities of Lord Rishabhdev have been described, and what he did. He was a completely liberated person because he was a Supreme Lord himself. Material activities do not entangle him. He is not subjected to any material laws. So when he went in that forest, he was wandering like a madman. He did not eat. He just was lying on the ground, his hair disheveled. So these activities, the external activities, were observed by one king of some province named Venka and Konka. And he took those activities and he started practicing like that. And then there came another so-called religion. So many times people try to imitate the activities of the Supreme Lord, and they think that if I do something like the Supreme Lord is doing, even if it is external, they may get name and fame. And this is true, especially in Kali Yuga. People try to imitate the activities of the Supreme Lord, and they try to pose themselves as the Supreme Lord. And in Kali Yuga also, there are so many incarnations are coming. When Lord come himself, he comes as one incarnation. There are not so many incarnations coming simultaneously. But in Kali Yuga, we can see that there is Mahavishnu avatar, there is Jagannath avatar, there is Kalki avatar, which is supposed to come after many, many thousands of years. And still a lot of Kalki avatar have come. So we can understand that these are all bogus incarnations. Because any incarnation, if you want to judge, then there must be some evidence in scriptures. Something must be written in the scripture that he is such and such incarnation and he will come at such and such time and what are his activities. So these are the important criteria to be understood. So, and here Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that anyone who understands these activities of Lord Rishabhdev, in the previous verse also, he has made it very nicely clear that Lord Rishabhdev is the master of all Vedic knowledge, human beings, demigods, cows and brahmanas. I have already explained that his pure transcendental activities which will vanquish the sinful activities of all living entities. This narration of Lord Rishabhdev's pastime is a reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears or speaks of them, following in the footsteps of the acharyas, will certainly attain unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can see that how potent his activities and teachings are. That he gave such wonderful teachings which are followed by great sannyasis. That in the previous chapter we saw that Lord Rishabhadev is instructing his sons. And these teachings are very, very advanced level. And if someone follows them very carefully, he will attain such results. And just by understanding these activities of Lord Rishabhadev, here Shukadeva Goswami is giving this ashirvachan, benediction, that whoever hears or speaks about these activities, what is the benefit? That he attains unalloyed devotional service to Lord Vasudev. So that point is very important. Here he is not saying that he becomes liberated. Many times people are after liberation. They feel that we want to be liberated from all, any kind of imposition is there. They want to be free from that. In the material world we can see that previously also this country, land of India, was also under the subjugation of British rule. And people were just hankering to get liberation, freedom, independence. And that time Srila Prabhupada also was having that attitude in the beginning. Of course his activities are transcendental. And when he approached Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj, at that time he gave a complete different perspective. He changed his complete attitude of thinking. And he explained to him that what is real liberation? Real liberation is to become free from this material world and ultimately to go back home, back to God. That is the ultimate liberation. Now there may be someone ruling over this country, next time someone else will come and this will go on. But what is the ultimate liberation? To be reinstated in our constitutional position. That is real liberation. Muktir hitva anyatha rupam sarupena vyavasit. That is also given in Srimad Bhagavatam, that muktir hitva anyatha rupam sarupena vyavasit. That when one is situated in one's constitutional position, that is a real liberation. And what is the constitutional position of every living entity? That he is a servant of the Supreme Lord. Jivera Sarupa hai, Krishnera Nitya Das. That is the ultimate liberation. If one is in that position, serving the Supreme Lord, then he is liberated. Iha yasya hare das karmana manasagira nikhilashu api avasthasu jivan mukta suchate. Srila Rupa Goswami also in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is explaining that ihayasya harer dasya karmana manasagir, that anyone who is serving the Supreme Lord by his body, mind and speech, even he may be in this mortal world, he is a liberated person. Nikhilashvapi avasthasu jivan mukta su uchate. So that is the highest liberation. And this liberation, if someone wants to achieve, then one has to become the servant of the Supreme Lord. But in the material world, we see that to become the servant is not very palatable. People have very bad experience in becoming the servant. Therefore, when they feel that, oh, in the spiritual world also, I have to become the servant, then they don't accept this concept that, oh, again we have to become servant. Again somebody will be controlling us. But that is not there in the spiritual world. In the material world, becoming a servant is a very, very unpalatable condition. One unwillingly serves the master. That he doesn't like to serve the master. Master is giving so many orders and commands, and he has to just follow. And still after following all that, still master is not satisfied. So in the material world, one has a very bad experience. But it is not like that in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, when the devotee is trying to serve the Supreme Lord, Supreme Lord also tries to serve the devotee. Srila Prabhupada at one place, he explains that the more you try to serve the Supreme Lord, you will come to understand that how much Lord is serving you. That it is not that you are trying to serve the Lord, but Lord is serving you more than you are thinking. Because he is supplying everything to us. He is supplying the air, supplying the light, water, food. We are not grateful to him. He is supplying, serving us so many ways. He is making all arrangements. If he has small desire, even if it is material, that is detected by the Supreme Lord within the heart. And immediately starts making arrangements. So that even that material desire can also be fulfilled. So that way we can understand that how the Supreme Lord is serving every one of us. Not only the devotees, but even the atheist also is serving. One time, one devotee gave a very nice example. That small story he gave, that one person was there and he was... He used to call people for food. That was his regulative principle. So anyone would go hungry, he would call them and feed them nice prasad. And he would glorify the Supreme Lord, how Lord is supplying everything. So once he called one person and he was feeding him. And he was started glorifying the Supreme Lord, that how Lord is giving us so much food, grains and water and fruits, everything is giving Lord. So this person happened to be atheist. And he started blaspheming the Supreme Lord. He started saying, "Where is God? There is no God. You are giving me all food. There is no God." Like that he started speaking like that. So he felt very bad. Oh, what happened? This atheist has come. And he was repenting the Lord. Repenting and he was started praying to the Lord, "Oh, what happened?" So suddenly the voice came from the sky. And Lord spoke to that person, means the person who was feeding. He told that, "Don't worry. Today, you are so sorry to feed one atheist. But in this mortal world, I am feeding so many atheists. So don't think that all people will be appreciating me for giving so many things. There are so many atis, they don't appreciate the Supreme Lord, but still He is supplying them food. So that way we can understand that how the Supreme Lord is trying to serve the devotees and even everyone. And when the devotee is trying to serve the Supreme Lord, he gets higher taste. It is not that bhakti is very dry and you just have to perform so much austerities and just tolerate so many things and just continue life like that. Lord Krishna explains, yam labdhva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tata. Gaining this one thinks there is no greater gain. Devotee is fully satisfied in performing devotional service, and he understands that there is nothing more to be achieved after this. Gaining this one thinks there is no greater gain, because he gets the highest place, the service to the Supreme Lord, which cannot be understood in the material world. Unless one starts practicing, when one starts practicing, then only one can understand what is devotional service. And when he is serving the Supreme Lord, he is a liberated person. Srila Prabhupada also told his disciples that, all of you my disciples, you are all liberated souls, because you are all serving Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And anyone who is serving the Lord is a liberated person. He is on the liberated platform. In fact, one achieves devotional service when he is liberated. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochate na kaangsha samas sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. That when one is liberated, then he achieves devotional service. So what to speak of those who are already engaged into devotional service? That means they are already liberated. Since they are engaged into devotional service, they are already liberated. So therefore, when devotee is serving the Supreme Lord, he is already liberated. And he may get so many types of liberation. It is explained that there are five types of liberation: Sayujya, Samipya, Salokya, Sarshti, Sarupya. And Sayujya he doesn't want, because he doesn't want to become one with the Supreme Lord. And other four types of liberations are also he doesn't want. And it is explained that mukti mukulitanjali sevate asmi. That mukti, the liberation personified, is standing at the doorstep of devotee with folded hands. People are hankering for mukti. They want to be free from all sufferings. And the so-called spiritualists also, they also perform so many things: asana, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, ashtanga yoga. And so many processes are there to just become liberated, just to become free from all sufferings and then to become one with the Supreme Light. So many concepts are there. But here, for the devotee, these liberations are nothing. In fact, the liberation personified is standing at his doorstep to serve him. She is waiting. So, and the devotee also doesn't want this type of liberation, although they are offered to him. That is the attitude of devotee. That for the devotee, liberation, mukti is very unimportant, because having attained the Lord's transcendental loving service, they have attained everything desirable and have transcended all material desires. So that is the highest realization of devotee, that he doesn't want material or any type of liberation. And we can see that in Kali Yuga, in fact, this is very easily achieved. The devotional service is very, very easily achieved by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanya Avatar. He is the most magnanimous incarnation. And he has come in this Kali Yuga to give something, the topmost he is giving without any discrimination to the most fallen people. Anarpita charitam charat karunavatarpa samarpita unnacha ujjam rasam sabakti shriyam hari purita sundara dittikadapa sadakanda pita sadarudaya kandarte spurtava sachinandana. He has explained that which was not given in previous ages. He has come to give this to the most fallen without discrimination, patra apatra na dekhi. He doesn't see that whether one is qualified or one is not qualified. He is giving them the highest thing, the love of Godhead, which is the topmost, which cannot be achieved by performing any type of austerities or charities or worshipping different demigods. So, when he came, that time he was giving this love of God to everyone. When he comes in the previous ages, like Lord Ram or Lord Krishna, if somebody had to become liberated, means lot of demons were killed by the Supreme Lord, and they also achieved liberation. Means, and so there are so many people that are trying to perform so many austerities. What will be the result? They also become liberated. Means the same result achieved by getting killed by the Supreme Lord, the same result they will achieve. So what is the gain? But for devotee, when Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave them the highest thing. And he was delivering everyone. And those who were having different Mayavadi conceptions also, he also delivered them and gave the highest thing. And one of them was Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was a very great scholar of Vedanta. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, he saw the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. And because he is the Supreme Lord, having the sentiments of Srimati Radharan, he had those ecstatic symptoms in him and he fell unconscious in the temple of Lord Jagannath. And many pandas also came and they thought that he is imposter. He is pretending that he is having such ecstasies. So they were thinking that let us beat him and take him out. Because there are so many types of people like that, they also try to imitate these ecstasies. So they were trying to do that. That at the time, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya came and saw that he took some cotton swabs and held near his nose. And he saw that small fibers were moving. So he understood that he is unconscious. He is in a different state. He could understand that these are some higher levels of ecstasies which are explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he took him to the another room and fanning him. Afterwards, all the devotees came, Lord Nityananda and other associates. And then they started chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Lord came to consciousness. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he could understand that he is a sannyasi. And he thought that he is such young sannyasi. And he doesn't know Vedanta. And I have to teach him Vedanta. And how can he maintain his sannyas or renunciation if he is not able to discriminate what is matter and what is spirit at every moment. Otherwise he will be allured in this mortal world. So, of course, it is a plan of the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver Sarvam Bhattacharya. So it appeared that he was hearing from him. And Sarvam Bhattacharya started explaining the Vedanta Sutra. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also very submissively heard for almost 7 days. And later, Sarvam Bhattacharya asked him that, "I don't understand that whether you are following me or not, because I don't see any reaction. You are not asking any questions or doubts. So I don't know whether you have fully understood it or not." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to him that the conclusions of Vedanta Sutras are very clear, like this sun. It's very bright, it's very clear to me. But the commentaries of this Vedanta Sutras are like the clouds which are covering the effulgence of the sun. That means whatever commentaries he was giving, there were a lot of speculation and Mayavadi tinge was there. So then they started discussing, and slowly, slowly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started explaining what is the ultimate conclusion of Vedanta. And he explained the glories of devotional service. And after hearing from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he could understand that yes, devotional service is the topmost. After studying all the Vedantas and everything, if one does not engage into devotional service, then it has no value. Because everywhere it is explained that you perform devotional service. Bhagavad Gita also Lord Krishna explains that you can understand me by performing devotional service. Bhaktya tu ananya shakya. Manmana bhava madbhakti. So, then Sarvam Bhattacharya could understand that devotional service is the highest. And then he started following devotional principles. So later, after a few days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go in the Jagannath temple in the morning and would come to Sarvam Bhattacharya to give some prasad, Mahaprasad of Jagannath. So he came and got some Mahaprasad of Jagannath. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was just waking up that time. And he chanted, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that he is chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna in the morning after waking up, he was very happy that now he has become a devotee. Then when he went to offer Jagannath Mahaprasad, so he immediately took that prasad and started eating. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, "Oh, you have not washed the mouth, you have just woken up and you are not washing the mouth." So he actually quoted two verses from scriptures stating that when the Mahaprasad of the Lord comes, even it may come from a very distant place, it may be in any condition, one should immediately honor it. And he ate that Mahaprasad. So that was a transformation of Sarvam Bhattacharya after attending devotional service. And later he started revealing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that my heart was very hard, but after hearing from you, my heart has become very soft. And he wanted to edit one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. He thought that there was one particular verse which explains that mukti padesabdayapa, that one who tolerates the difficulties which may come across in the devotional course, and he thanks the Supreme Lord. That person, it becomes his rightful claim to become liberated. So he thought that this mukti, I don't like this word mukti. So I'm tired of hearing this word mukti now. So I want to put the word bhakti. Bhakti sabadaya bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, no, you can't change the words of scriptures. What is real liberation? Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that what is real liberation is to be reinstated in one's constitutional position. That is the real mukti. That means you engage in the devotional service of the Lord. That is the real mukti. So, we can understand that when someone is performing devotional service to the Supreme Lord, he is already liberated. There is no separate endeavor to be made to be liberated from material conditions. As long as we are in this material world, it may appear that, oh, devotees are also suffering, they also become diseased, they also have to suffer so many things. But what is the consciousness? Consciousness is completely different. That thinking, planning how to serve the Supreme Lord, that is the highest. And here, lot of activities have been given by Prahlad Maharaj. Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanevidam. This Navavida Bhakti is given. So, any one of these activities, also one is engaged, then is liberated. So here, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that anyone who hears these transcendental activities of Lord Rishabhdev, what is the result that he achieves the unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord? So that is the benediction Shukadeva Goswami is giving. So I would like to stop here. Anyone has any question or any comments? Question?
Yes, Prabhu, thank you. I had a question about if someone is serving Radha Krishna with the desire for liberation, is that okay to start with?
No, what is the later part? I didn't get it.
If we serve with the desire to be liberated, like out of fear, if I don't please Krishna, then I won't be liberated, I won't go back to Godhead, so I should serve Krishna.
Can someone repeat? Just can take the mic and repeat. And then let him repeat.
Question is, out of fear, if somebody is serving Radha and Krishna, is it okay? Out of fear of not being liberated. If he wants to be liberated, then he's serving. Is it okay?
Means out of fear, you are serving Lord. To just get liberation, that if you are not serving, then you won't get liberated. Is that your fear, that if you don't serve the Lord, then you won't get liberated? This is a fear? So, whatever consciousness may be, means we may be serving Lord in any consciousness. The Supreme Lord sees the positive thing. He takes the what good you are doing. And he will purify all other desires. That we, like in the beginning also, there are different types of people come to Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna also explains that different types of people come to him. And lot of material desires, lot of things are there. But Krishna sees that, okay, you are just, what devotional service you are doing? You offered some fruit or flower or water to him. So Krishna sees that, okay, you have done this devotional service. That is your credit now. And gradually that keeps on increasing. And slowly when you start serving more and more, all these doubts or fear, they go away. Cheto darpan marjanam. This process is cleansing the heart. The heart is like the mirror, which is covered with so many anarthas now. And when you start practicing devotional service, all these different layers will come out. Lot of different types of dust will come out. But what you should do, you should continue serving the Supreme. So in the beginning also we may have a lot of doubts and fear, if I don't do this, then this will happen. But when someone is serving the Lord, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, then one should not have that type of fear. There should be healthy fear. Means, there should be sufficient fear that if I don't serve, then again I may get captivated in this material world. There should be some healthy fear. But one should not be so much fearful that, oh, if I don't do this, this will happen. So, that way one has to maintain the consciousness. And when somebody gets the higher taste, then he becomes more blissful. Then he doesn't have any fear. He becomes fearless, in fact. Abhaya Charana Ravindar. That when he is serving the Supreme Lord, he becomes fearless. He is ready to go anywhere to preach the message of the Lord. He doesn't see that whether it is heaven or hell, hellish places also he is ready to go. Because he develops that conviction that if I do this service properly, then not only I will get benefited, but everyone will become benefited. So devotees take that type of risk. They become fearless and distribute books in so many different places. Okay. Any other question anyone has? हरे कृष्ण ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्लोक प्रभुपाद की